الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. وعد الله حقا. It being a real promise from Allah. ومن أصدق من الله قيلا. Who is more truthful than Allah in his words. There are various ayat in the Quran. The Quran as a book of da'wah, throughout the Quran introduces the power of Allah, greatness of Allah. Pages upon pages, ayat upon ayat, it is introducing tawheed, tawakkul, reliance, the purpose of creation, of turning to Allah. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا. Your Lord is not the one who forgets. وَلَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ. No one can change the words of Allah. وَاللَّهُ يَحْكُمُ لَا مُعَقِّبَ لِحُكْمِهِ. Allah judges. There is no one to repel His judgment. كُلُّ لَهُ قَانِتُونَ. All stand obedient to Him. أَنَّ الْقُوَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. All power belongs to Allah alone. وَعَنَتِ الْوُجُوهُ لِلْحَيِّ الْقَيُّومِ. All faces will be humbled before Allah, the ever alive, the all sustaining. فَعَالٌ لِمَا يُرِيدُ. He is ever doer of what He intends. يَسْأَلُهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. All those in the heavens and earth beseech Him for their name. وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ. With Him are the keys of the unseen. No one knows them but He. وَلِلَّهِ خَزَائِنُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And to Allah belongs the treasures of the heavens and the earth. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُهُ. وَمَا نُنَزِّلُهُ إِلَّا بِقَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ. We have treasures of everything, but we send it down only in a determined quantity. Allah is such Raziq and Razaq and Provider and Sustainer. If all the mankind, all insan and jinns, they get together in a big place and ask Allah all their needs and necessities, Allah is able to listen to all of them at the same time. Allah is able to grant all their requests, and after that does not decrease anything in the treasures of Allah. The khazana of Allah does not decrease by spending. The khazana of Allah, the khazain, the treasures do not decrease by time. Those are beyond human imagination. Allahu Akbar. All the needs and necessities we could ever think of, health, wealth, safety, honor, protection, food, houses, cars, jobs, gold, silver, diamond, kingdom, peace of mind, contentment of heart, cure of depression, acceptance of dua, anything we could imagine, this is in the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Morning and evening, Allah is showering countless blessings on insan. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you count the blessings of Allah, you will never be able to count those. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we look at our own bodies, head to toe, miracles are going on in the human body. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. In your own selves, don't you see? Nothing is secret in front of Allah. All the means and resources of the entire world are in complete control of one Allah. Allah's irada and amr and order controls everything. And all human hearts are in the control of Allah. There is no shortage in the treasures of Allah. We need to learn how to draw from the treasures of Allah. Allah gives someone $1 or Allah gives someone $1 billion. It does not make a difference to Allah. If Allah gives somebody a cube, a spoonful of salt, or a whole house full of gold, it does not make any difference to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is Kareem, Allah gives without qualifications. Allah is very generous. Insan is jahil, ignorant and ungrateful. Allah is Hakim. Allah knows our past, present, future, our benefits and harms more than we could ever understand. Imagine a beggar asking Allah for a piece of bread. Wallah, give me a piece of bread, today's food. A city mayor Our administrator is asking Allah, Allah give me few millions for my city budget. A state governor is asking, oh Allah give me a few billions for my state. And a king or a ruler of the country is asking, oh Allah give me only a few trillions for my country's budget. At the door of Allah, the poor and the rich, everyone is a beggar at the door of Allah. In old times, a beggar came to a Muslim king to ask for some help. And he found the king was on Musalla and praying and crying to Allah. So the beggar says, this guy is also muhtaj and needy. What can he do for me? Why not I ask directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Insan, the human being, is from head to toe is a collection of needs. Morning to evening, youth to old age, home life, work life, spiritual life. Everyone has hundreds of issues, problems. If we start discussing problems with people by phone or chatting or email, sometimes people say, I have posted my question on internet. I have called my friend. I have asked neighbor for my help and I have sent emails. If we ask people about our needs and problems, people may run away from us. It's a waste of time and it's hard to protect our tongue. If we turn and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hours and hours and hours, all our problems and need and necessities of life, we ask Allah, all that time will be written as ibadat and Allah will become happy and we get from the secure treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are some ayat in the Quran, especially on the topic of tawakkul and reliance. Morning and evening reciting those ayat has a special effect and help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first ayah, Surah At-Tawbah, ayah 51. قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا هُوَ مَوْلَانَا وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Say, nothing shall ever happen to us except what Allah has ordained for us. He is our Mawla. That is, His Lord, Helper and Protector. And in Allah, let the believers put their trust. Surah Yunus, ayah 107. وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِنْ يُرِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِهِ يُصِيبُ بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. And if Allah touches you with the hurt, there is none who can remove it but He. And if He intends any good for you, there is none who can repel His favor which He causes to reach whomsoever of His slaves He will. And He, Allah, is the oft forgiving, most merciful. Surah Hud, ayah 6. This is the first ayah of the 12th Juz. وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا وَيَعْلَمُ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا وَمُسْتَوْدَعَهَا كُلٌّ فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. And no moving creature is there on the face of earth, but its rizq is due from Allah. And He, Allah, knows its dwelling place and its deposit, all in a clear book. Surah Hud, ayah 56. إِنِّي تَوَكَّلْتُ عَلَى اللَّهِ رَبِّي وَرَبِّكُمْ مَا مِن دَابَّةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ آخِذٌ بِنَاصِيَتِهَا إِنَّ رَبِّي عَلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. I put my trust in Allah, my Lord and your Lord. There is not a moving creature, but He, Allah, has grasp of its forelock. Verily, my Lord is on the straight path of truth. Surah Al-Ankabut, ayah 60. وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ دَابَّةٍ لَا تَحْمِلُ رِزْقَهَا اللَّهُ يَرْزُقُهَا وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And so many a moving creature there is that carries not its own provision or risk. Allah provides for it and for you, and He, Allah, is the all-hearer, the all-knower. Surah Fatir, ayah number 2. مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةٍ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا وَمَا يُمْسِكْ فَلَا مُرْسِلَ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Whatever of mercy Allah may grant to mankind, none can withhold it, and whatever He may withhold, none can grant it hereafter, and He is the Almighty, All-Wise. Surah Az-Zumur, Ayah 38 and 39. وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهُ قُلْ أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ إِنْ أَرَادَنِيَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ هَلْ هُنَّ كَاشِفَاتُ ضُرِّهِ أَوْ أَرَادَنِي بِرَحْمَةٍ هَلْ هُنَّ مُمْسِكَاتُ رَحْمَتِهِ قُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ يَتَوَكَّلُ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ. And verily, if you ask them, who created the heavens and the earth? Surely they will say, Allah has created them. Say, tell me then the things that you invoke besides Allah. If Allah intended some harm for me, could they remove His harm? Or if He, Allah, intends some mercy for me, could they withhold His mercy? Say, sufficient for me is Allah, in Him who trust. Sufficient for me is Allah, in Him those who trust must put their trust. These are the ayat of tawakkul and reliance, especially noted throughout the Quran. Reciting those in morning or evening, special blessings and help and protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah who is Ghafoorur Rahim, Allah who is Rahmanur Rahim. Allah has shown only one part of His mercy in this world, and 99 mercies left for the Akhirah, for Day of Judgment. But Allah is so powerful, and Allah is always available, and Allah has solution to all our problems, and we are so weak and powerless and worthless, and life is so temporary, and we have so many issues surrounding us, then the most important thing in our life will be turning to Allah with dua. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. When my servants ask you about me, then tell them that I am near. I respond to the call of the one who prays to me. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. And we are closer to him than his jugular vein. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءِ. The one who responds to a helpless person when he prays to him and removes distress. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Your Lord has said, call me, I will respond to you. Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah has said or written that today Muslims are ghafil from dua, from the haqiqat of dua. The scholars explain that dua generally is treated as a ritual, like a rasam. In the masjid, the imam raised the hand, the musalli also raised the hand, the imam wiped the hand on the face, the musalli do the same and they are out. Dua is not just a ritual. Yes, there are blessings in reciting certain azkar and duas and in a group. Very, very blessed. But the real dua is what comes from the core of the heart, from that person with full concentration and devotion. And dua should not be the last resort only. Imagine somebody is traveling, musafir, brother or sister. What preparation have you made? I have money in the purse, I have my check, I have my card, I have my tickets, I have my booking. What if all this fails? Well, I have the phone, I'll call my parents, I have the purse, I can get extra money. What if all that fails? Oh, then I will sit down and make dua. See, this is the mistake. Dua should not be the last resort only. Dua should be the first means and the last means, and all our actions and means come in between. The most powerful of the asbab and means is dua, connection with Allah. Make dua for all things, big or small. There is nothing too big to ask from Allah. People have asked kingdoms and kingdoms from Allah. There is nothing too small to take from the gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the gift from the king. Dua is like a master key. It can open any lock. It can open any lock. Allahu Akbar. Last part of the night, the call is made. Hal min sa'il, hal min mustaghfir. Anyone asking Allah for anything, anyone seeking forgiveness, we become unmindful. A haji is spending $8,000 or $10,000, arrives for hajj in Makkah Mukarramah, a modern haji today. And in those special blessed places around the Kaaba, in Mina and Arafat, when the dua is accepted, this haji is busy using his mobile to making the film of the scene of the Kaaba, scene of Mina, scene of Arafat, the relatives going with them. Is using his mobile to just making the films of all the scenes and forgot about the king, Allah, who has invited him to his house. What do you need? Ask Allah. The purpose of human creation is ibadat. And according to hadith, dua is the essence of worship. Ad-du'a mukhul ibadah, rawahu Tirmidhi. Dua is the essence of worship. Another narration in Tirmidhi, Ad-du'a huwa li'ibadah. Ad-du'a huwa li'ibadah. Dua is the worship. Allahu Akbar. Dua is the worship. In other forms of formal ibadat, if we are not careful, if we do a mistake, our ibadat may break. Salah may break, fast may break, zakah may not be paid correctly, hajj may not be done correctly. So other ibadat, they may break until we learn all the fiqh and ahkam and sunnah and everything that requires the wajibat. But there is one form of worship which is made so simple and so flexible for everyone, it does not break. It is dua. Facing any direction, any time, any language, any state of purity, in wudu, not in wudu. Come as you are. This is the way to converse with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the way you want to communicate. This is the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He listens and He gives an opportunity to come to His court. Look at the power of dua, that how Anbiya alayhi salam, after making efforts of deen, they used to make dua. Nuh alayhi salam, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, after making da'wah, morning to evening he goes out and calls people towards Allah. Not 1 month, not 1 year or 50 years, 950 years calling people towards Allah. Finally, he said, he made dua, Anni maghloobun fantasir. I have been overcome, help me, O Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded. Allah sent water from the skies, water from inside the land. So much water came, flood came, and all the disbelievers were destroyed. This is the power of dua of one single person. Imagine Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he left his wife and a small child, Hajra alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam, in the desert of Makkah Mukarramah. Ibrahim alayhi salam made a dua. He made several duas. One of the duas, وَرْزُقْهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ. O Allah, provide them with fruits so that they give thanks to you. thousands of years, we see the barakah of dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. In a place, Makkah Mukarrama, there was no vegetation, no water, it was just desert. Fruits from all over the world go to Makkah Mukarrama. If you go to Haram, you will find Washington apple is there, and the grapes and produce from this town could be there, from New Zealand, from Australia, all over the world fruits, they are coming to Makkah Mukarrama. There is a beautiful scene you can see from the sky, or the aerial view. Five times a day, hundreds of thousands of people going to the Haram of Makkah, Baytullah, to perform ibadat. And they go and they come back to their hotels and living places. And while they are taking rest, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of trucks and caravans from all over the directions, they are coming to this place to provide food and fruits and, you know, bakery items and everything which is needed. In old times on the camels, these times in the buses and trucks, and then in the trains, and then in the planes and in the ships, everything rushing towards Makkah Mukarrama like a magnet. This is the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Sulaiman alayhi salam made a dua. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَهَبْ لِي مُلْكًا لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِي. My Lord, forgive me and bestow upon me a kingdom such that shall not belong to any other after me. O Allah, give me such kingdom that you don't give to anybody after me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him rule over jinns, rule over air, rule over birds. The jinns used to cut mountains and used to make big, big dishes and pots inside mountains to cook food. They could construct buildings overnight. Rule over jinns. And rule over air, the throne of Sulaiman. It is mentioned in Ma'ariful Quran, the riwaya that Mufti Shafi Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh has written. On the throne of Sulaiman, 600,000 chairs. So many human beings and jinns can sit together at one time. And after that, an appropriate number of birds would come and they surround in the sky to provide shade. And after that, a wind will blow and will take them 1 month of traveling distance from morning to noon, and 1 month of traveling distance the rest of the day in the evening. 2 months of traveling distance in one day. No pilot, no fuel, no pollution, no noise, no sound. Thousands of years later, science cannot match that gift which Allah gave to Sulaiman alayhi salam. And not even a bird would be heard in the sky. And all the time in the ride, Sulaiman alayhi salam looking down, making tasbih, making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah gives ni'mah, we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are thankful, I will give you more. Allahu Akbar. When all the hopes end, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can still make impossible possible. When there is no hope for children in the old age, Allah can grant children. When there is no hope for prosperity, Allah can give prosperity. When there is no hope for dignity and honor, Allah can give dignity and honor. When there is no hope for shifa and cure, Allah can provide shifa. With dua, the direction of storms can be turned. With dua, the hearts of people can be turned. The enemies may be destroyed. So many incidents making impossible possible. Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. Verily Allah is able to do each and everything. In Hayatul Sahaba, there is an incident at the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Sahaba. One new Muslim woman came to learn Islam in Medina Munawwara, and she came with her boy or child. It so happened the boy died. The Sahaba washed the body and they gave him kafan and they informed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked to inform the mother. So the mother came, and hearing the news the child passed away, the mother sitting down making dua, long dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this child was her hope, and when she goes back to her tribe, people may criticize her. Wallah, give me my boy back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the boy life back. He came out from the kafan, he remained alive at the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and alive at the time of Khulafai Rashidin. The detailed incident in Hayatul Sahaba that you can read. Unseen help of Allah with Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. They used to make juhud of deen fi sabilillah. Their iman, yaqeen, amal salih, their zuhd, their taqwa, their khushu, ihsan, ikhlas, ilm and dhikr, ikram of Muslim, their tawbah, dhikr of ibadat and sadaqat. Look at the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Angels used to descend from heavens to protect Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. Angels used to descend to listen to their Quran. Sahaba had walked over water with horses and camels. Sahaba have walked over water with horses and camels. Allah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for one boy, Anas radiyallahu anhu. A dua for long life and barakah in his children and wealth and forgiveness. So Anas radiallahu anhu, later in his life, he said, I have reached more than 100 years of age and I had so many children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren that over 100 of my direct children, grandchildren have died in my life and I have buried them myself. And when he comes to make tawaf in Kaaba, his own children would fulfill the place of tawaf. And other people, their garden brings fruit one time a year. Anas radiallahu anhu, his garden would bring fruit twice a year. And he said the last part of the dua, I have full yaqeen that Allah will give me forgiveness in the life hereafter. Power of dua. When we make dua, some blessing is granted right now or after some time, or some other blessings or ni'mah, some alternate gift is given, or some difficulty is removed, or some reward is written in the life hereafter. Allah is Hakim. Allah knows when and how and in what shape and form this person should benefit, and our understanding is very limited. The unanswered du'as, which are not fulfilled in this life, will bring so much reward on the day of judgment that the person will wish that none of my du'as were accepted in this dunya. None of my du'as were accepted in the worldly life, seeing the reward in the life hereafter. Allahu Akbar. So dua is always accepted. Nothing goes waste in the court of Allah. How to increase chances and acceptance of dua? Eat pure and clean things. Don't eat doubtful things. Stop from sins and disobedience. There are adab and manners of dua. Making dua with sincerity, al-ikhlas, with yaqeen of the acceptance of dua, making dua from the core of the heart, and begging, requesting, not just reading or ritual, begging to Allah, doing good deeds before dua, like sadaqah, or salah, or dhikr, or tilawat. Be in the state of tahara, if possible. Making dua like a faqir, like a beggar, raising hands, start and end with praising Allah and salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tears and weeping in front of Allah, we cry and we beseech, we beg repeatedly with love and humility, and we invoke Asma'ul Husna, the beautiful names of Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Kareem, Ya Malikul Quddus, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum. There are special du'as throughout the Quran, like Rabbana, and du'as mentioned in the Sahih Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those are like a royal decree. When you come to our court, ask like this, how the prophets have asked. Like someone goes to apply to fulfill some need, and he goes in the line and he brings the application form. And he says, today I have got the application form and I have every hope that my need will be fulfilled soon. When we go in the court of Allah, use those du'as from the Quran and Hadith. And also make du'a from the core of our hearts. In the books of du'a, like Al-Hisnul Haseen, Allama Jazri Rahmatullah Alayh has written the adab, the manners, the awqat, the muqamat, where du'a accepted, what time, how, and many, many beautiful teachings. The real knowledge which we can bring into practice and we can spread in the ummah is to connect people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why we should include all those in our ma'amulat. The height of humanity and peak of civilization, high rank in front of the Creator when insan becomes an abd, placing the forehead on the ground, making sajda, and showing our humbleness and worthlessness. O Allah, I don't have anything, you have everything. O Allah, I don't know anything, you know everything. O Allah, I'm weak, I'm needy, I have fear, I need guidance, I need safety and protection. In Surah Tawbah, there is an ayah, إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَىٰ إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَىٰ. And one of the ishara some mashayikh take from this part of this ayah is that sadaqah is given to beggars. So when you need something from Allah, show to Allah that you are a beggar. You are a beggar. Like we raise our hand and we make our face like a beggar and crying in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَىٰ. Making long, long du'as, this is a sign for being mustajabu da'wat. Long du'as, alone. Du'a of maghloom, oppressed, du'a of the sick person, du'a of Imam Adil, du'a of parents, mother and father for their children is mustajab, is accepted. Hakim, Imam Hakim has quoted a hadith in Mustadrak from Ali radiallahu anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ad-du'a silahul mu'min wa imadud din wa nurus samawati wal ard." Du'a, supplication, is the weapon of the believer, the pillar of religion, and the light of the heavens and the earth. Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi sahab rahmatullah alayh in Khutbatul Ahkam has a khutbah on the benefits and virtues, importance of du'a, where he narrated several ahadith. Qala alayhi salatu wassalam, ad-du'a mukhul ibadah, rawahu Tirmidhi. Du'a is the essence of worship. Wa qala alayhi salatu wassalam, laysa shay'un akrama 'ala Allahi min ad-du'a, rawahu Tirmidhi wa Ibn Majah. There is nothing more noble to Allah than du'a. There is nothing more noble to Allah than du'a. وَقَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهَ يَغْضَبْ عَلَيْهِ مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهَ يَغْضَبْ عَلَيْهِ رَوَاهُ تِرْمِذِي. He who does not ask from Allah, Allah will become angry on him. He who does not ask from Allah, Allah will become angry on him. Every day we should ask for barakah, rahmah, nusra from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the beautiful du'as we should memorize, Allahumma inna nas'aluka khayra hadha al-yawm wa fathahu wa nasrahu wa nurahu wa barakatahu wa hudah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka khayra hadha al-yawm wa fathahu wa nasrahu wa nurahu wa barakatahu wa hudah. Before doing something small or big, looking easy or difficult, related to deen or dunya, related to knowledge or practice, we should remember Allah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask for help and guidance. Ask for help and guidance. Before doing every action, we should ask Allah for guidance. The khulasa of deen is in Surah Al-Fatiha, and the khulasa of Surah Al-Fatiha is إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You alone do we worship, and you alone do we ask for help. After making dua, there are two situations. Either we get something, the situation improved. This is the station of shukr. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are thankful, I will give you more. Or we are waiting for something good and we have patience. As-sabr. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Truly, Allah is with the patient. A believer always getting reward through shukr, through sabr, and istighfar on the past, and asking Allah help for future trials. What should we ask when we make dua? Blessings in the akhirah, love of Allah, pleasure of Allah, high stages of Jannah, paradise, easy hisab, Allahumma hasibni hisaban yasira, easy passing on sirat, easy questioning in the grave, and shade of Allah's mercy on the day of judgment, maghfirat and rafa darajat. And then turn to our worldly life, which is so temporary and so short, and ask for hidayah, guidance, afiyah, well-being, falah, najah, safety, protection, honor, or all our daily needs, lifetime goals, resources. Ask everything from Allah. From shoelace to Jannatul Firdaus, ask everything from Allah. In the teachings of Islam, there are comprehensive du'as. Like Rabbana Atina Fid Dunya Hasanatan Fil Akhirati Hasanatan Waqina Azab An-Nar. Our Lord, give us in this world that is good for us, and in the hereafter that which is good. Allahumma inni as'aluka min al-khayri kullih wa a'udhu bika min al-sharri kullih. Comprehensive du'as. But sometimes people ask specific du'as, small needs. One student wrote Hakimul Ummat saying, Shaykh, when we ask Allah the whole garden, then why are we asking for small fruits like Allah give me mango, or give me apple, or give me lemon, when we already ask the whole garden, why should we ask specific small du'as? The Shaykh replied that with experience we learn that asking specific things, there is more khushu in our asking. Allah, give me this, and give me this, and give me this. And in the court of Allah, khushu is highly valuable. Khushu is highly valuable in the court of Allah. Imagine a believer walking with humility, observing sunnah in appearance, dhikr of Allah on the tongue, sincere intention in the heart, and making dua all the time. This is an easy way to achieve nearness to Allah. Go high and high in the court of Allah. Ta'alluq ma'allah, ma'arfah, tazkiyah, ihsan. Like a person coming out from the masjid, O Allah, I'm coming out of the masjid, help me find my shoes. O Allah, I found my shoes, help me get a good ride back home. O Allah, I arrived home, give me barakah in my time. All the time the heart is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like we are talking to Allah in our own language all the time. You look at the book of du'as, like the book of Radiant Prayers by Shaykh Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahab Damad Barkatum, prayers and dua from Quran and Hadith, dua of forgiveness, dua of guidance, dua of cure from diseases, dua to have a blessed family, dua to protect against evil, dua to have more knowledge, dua to remove difficulties. And from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the masnoon dua from his morning and daily a'mal, waking up from sleep, going to restroom, coming out of restroom, performing wudu, after wudu, making tahajjud, when the dawn breaks, when morning starts, coming out of home, entering masjid, on the way, coming back, entering home, when the sun rises, when you hear the call of adhan, when you are sitting in the masjid, when the food is served, when you finish eating, when you are washing hands, when wearing a new dress, when taking a journey, when going to bazaar, when sleeping, every action of human life, there are du'as to connect to Allah. When you like something, when you forget something, when the winds blow, when the thunder and lightning comes, when rain or clouds come, if it become hot, if it become cold, if somebody is sick or somebody has pain or there is fever or the eyes are hurting or someone in distress or something is lost or someone is angry or someone is in unrest and anxiety, there are du'as in every situation of life. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help. A believer is like a magnet, a compass. The heart always connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Especially in these days and times when the trials in the ummah, we should seek protection of Allah against trials and difficulties, against whispers of shaitan and nafs, against disbelief, a protection against arrogance and jealousy and greed, protection against punishment in the grave and hellfire, protection against sins and disobedience, protection against sorrow, grief, laziness and debts, fitna and trials, fear and helplessness, disgrace, mistakes, injustice, decrease in bounties and misuse of tongue, eyes and ears, heart and mind, a protection from bad manners, a bad end and bad dreams. Everything which worries us, ask Allah to help and seek protection. A believer's dua for another brother or sister is mustajab, is accepted. When we make dua for others, an angel will make dua and say same dua for you also. If we make dua for all the believers, Allahumma ighfir li walil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat, wallah forgive all the believing men and women in the world, all the Muslims, men and women in the world, we get reward equal to the number of Muslims in the world. We should make dua and be well-wisher for everybody, the present people, the absent, the relatives, the neighbors, the parents, the teachers. Have a worldwide concern. Oh Allah, give hidayah to all mankind. Allahumma ihdin nasa jamia. Allah, give hidayah to this country and in America, in Australia, in Africa, in Europe and Asia. We should be well-wisher for the whole ummah. The action plan is to take extra time for making dua, either in the morning, early morning after tahajjud or after fajr, or in the day, end of the day, night time, 10, 15, 20 minutes just for dua, alone sitting and asking Allah for help. Allahu Akbar. The samples are given, the royal decrees, the Rabbana, the du'as in the Quran and the du'as in the Ahadith and the books like Hizbul Azam, Al-Hisnul Haseen or Munajat Maqbool, making it a habit of asking Allah all the time. Allahu Akbar. There are beautiful du'as mentioned in the books of du'a. If you can understand and translate, you'll see the power of what is being asked. Allahumma inni as'aluka min kulli khayrin khazainuhu biyadik. O Allah, I ask you for all good, the treasures of which are in your hands. Wa as'aluka min al-khayri alladhi huwa biyadika kullih. I ask you for all the good which is in your hands. اللهم إني أسألك خير ما آتي وخير ما أفعل وخير ما أعمل وخير ما بطن وخير ما ظهر. O Allah, I ask you for the best which I will do, the best which I do, the best which I practice, the best of what is hidden, and the best is what is exposed. Allahumma inni as'aluka min al-khayr kullih, aajilihi wa aajilih, ma alimtu minhu wa ma lam a'lam. O Allah, I ask you for good, all of it, in the present and in the future, that which I know of and that which I do not know of. Allahu Akbar. In the worldly things, you know, even when we are asking pure worldly things, Allah give me a job, Allah give me a house, this is written as worship, ibadat. This is so important. Beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like a beggar. One of the students of Hakim ul-Ummat asked that what if we don't have like the beggar's bowl, you know, you have seen a beggar, they come with a bowl in their hand and they ask something to put some help or coins or money in that bowl. So the student asks the sheikh, what if we don't appear like beggar and we don't have the bowl of the beggar, like we in Urdu we say, Faqir ki tara jholi phaila kar mango. And he asked, what if we don't appear like beggar? So the Shaykh said, first, the meaning of mafhum is, first ask Allah to give us that beggar's instrument or bowl or jholi and teach us what we should ask. If we don't know the manners of what to ask, first ask Allah that, O Allah, teach us the dua and sual. And then grant us what we are asking. Allahumma inna nas'aluka khayra al-mas'ala wa khayra al-du'a wa khayra al-najah wa khayra al-amal wa khayra al-thawab wa khayra al-hayat wa khayra al-mamad. O Allah, we ask you for the best questioning, the best du'a, the best success, the best action, the best reward, the best life and the best death. اللهم إنا نسألك فواتح الخير وخواتمه وجوامعه وأوله وآخره وظاهره وباطنه. O Allah, we ask you for the initial portion of all the good, the ending of it, the first of it, the last of it, the outward of it, and the essence of it. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى من القول والعمل والفعل والنية والهدي إنك على كل شيء قدير. O Allah, give us the ability to do that which you love and are pleased with, be it a word, an action, a deed, an intention or method. Surely you have power over everything. Dua for knowledge, especially for students. Rabbi zidni ilma and Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassirli amri wa ahlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Some mashayikh have suggested additional du'as. Allahumma rzuqna fahman nabiyyin wa hifzal mursaleen wal malaikatil muqarrabin. Allahumma rzuqna fahman nabiyyin wa hifzal mursaleen wal malaikatil muqarrabin. Allahumma rzuqna al-fahma wa rzuqna al-ilma wal hikmata wal aqla bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. And in the morning and evening, we should recite, Allahumma afrigh qalbi bihubbi al-ilm. Allahumma afrigh qalbi bihubbi al-ilm. At the time of gham and huzn and hasrat and sorrow and grief, turn to Allah. One of the cure, ask, make long, long dua. Whether your problem is solved or unsolved, you will get peace of mind. This is the nuskha of itminan of qalb, cure for depression. For a true lover and ashiq of Allah, this is the entry in the court of Allah, begging Allah and talking to Allah alone. Making long du'as, this is the sign of being mustajabud da'wat. Come as you are, all requests accepted. Imagine there's a board, signboard which says, come as you are, all requests accepted. In our own language, with khushu, we should turn to Allah and ask. One Shaykh used to say, I know when my dua is accepted. When all the hair in my body starts shivering, like hair is standing on my skin, I know my dua is being accepted. In the valley of Arafat at the time of Hajj, about 3 million, 4 million, millions of people gather together asking Allah. Imagine if this big majma or the group goes to a sakhi, a person, a generous person, knocking on the door and asking just 5 cents. Please give me 5 cents. Is it difficult? For Allah to grant the wishes and requests for whole mankind, past, present, future, this is not difficult for Allah. If we go to a home of a sakhi and generous person again and again, at one time they will say, go away, don't come back. But at the court of Allah, the more we go, Allah becomes happy. Allah becomes happy. More we ask, Allah becomes happy. Allah. In Ramadan, last night of Ramadan or 29th, imagine Imam Kaaba standing the Kaaba, making long dua, like half an hour dua in Arabic. Million people standing behind. And even the kings of that time, they are standing behind Imam Kaaba. In our gathering or ijtima'at of da'wah, our elders and shuyukh, they make 45 minutes, 1 hour of dua. And in one occasion for Hazrat Ji, somebody said, Hazrat made dua 3 hours in his home before coming out. So in the gathering, he just make like 1 hour dua. When the kings of dunya, they become happy, what can do? They can put the person on one side of the scale and put gold on the other side of the scale and say, give this person the weight of his body in gold. Imagine what Allah can give when Allah becomes happy. The entire creation, they are ajiz. They cannot benefit, they cannot harm. They are like bricks and stones. All the asbab and means are there for imtihan, for examination and test. Means and resources and asbab, those are like empty pots and vessels. Whatever hal Allah will put, that will come in ourselves and the community. The fasad and corruption in the earth is because of selfish reasons and misuse of our time, energy and resources. And coming back to Allah with a'mal, this is to seek the pleasure of Allah. Every order of Allah is more precious than the entire universe. The whole universe, every particle will be left behind and all our actions and deeds will be lifted and preserved. When the abd, an insan, remembers Allah with love, shauq and muhabbah, Allah remembers with nearness and qurb. When the abd remembers with hamd wa thana, Allah remembers with jaza and ihsan. When the abd remembers with tawbah and istighfar, Allah remembers with maghfirat. When the abd remembers with su'al and dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers with ata and nawal. When the abd remembers with juhud and effort, Allah remembers with ni'mah and bounties. When we become abd, then Allah showers his blessings as Rabb. There is no shortage in the treasures of Allah. We just need to learn how to ask. Recite Darood Sharif, Salawat on Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and make dua to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allahumma salli. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل مكان Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Karim, Ya Dhal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, Ya Awwal al Awwalin, wa Ya Akhir al Akhirin, wa Ya Dhal Quwwati al Matin, wa Ya Rahim al Masakin, wa Ya Arham al Rahimin. Ya Allah, forgive the Ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless the Ummah with guidance, hidayah, and ilm and nafih. Ya Allah, replace the khawf and fear in the Ummah with aman and peace. O Allah, replace the disgrace and dhillah by izzat and honor and dignity. O Allah, replace the hardships in the Ummah by happiness, happiness. O Allah, use us to spread khair on the face of earth. Ya Allah, accept our repentance. Allah, forgive our sins and mistakes. Ya Allah, give us hayatun qayyiba in this world, jannatul firdaus in the life hereafter. O Allah, bless our masajid and makatib and darul uloom with acceptance and help and nusra. O Allah, bless our teachers and imam and ulama and alimat. O Allah, reward them with jibalul hasanat, mountains of good deeds, mountains of rewards. O Allah, give your special mercy and blessings. Allah, your special mercy and blessings descend on Kaaba Sharif and the time, day and night, and the time of Ramadan, Hajj. O Allah, your special blessing descend in the night time, in the last part of the night. O Allah, your special blessings come on the masajid. Ya Allah, we are helpless, we are needy. Ya Allah, we don't qualify, but we also, Ya Allah, muhtaj. Allah, bless us and grant us all those blessings. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Kareem, Ya Dhal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum. Ya Allah, you have selected this blessed group from millions of people to learn the knowledge of Quran and Hadith. O Allah, bless them with Iman and Taqwa and Ikhlas and Sabr and Shukr and Yaqeen and Haya. O Allah, protect their hearts from pride and arrogance and greed and jealousy. O Allah, bless everyone in the Ummah with Noor of knowledge and Hidayah. Ya Allah, all the good deeds happening in the world today, people are doing good deeds, ibadat, dawat, khidmat, ibadat, ta'aleem. New Muslims coming to Islam, masajids are being built, people graduating, memorizing Quran. O Allah, bless all of them with help and nusra and barakah in their life. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم لا تفرق جمعنا هذا إلا بذنب مغفور وسعي مشكور وعملا صالحا متقبل مبرور برحمتك يا عزيز يا غفور وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين